Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 28th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow fell 139 points, 1.1%. S&P 500 down 15 points, 1.25%. S&P now down 8 points below where it started the year. NASDAQ Composite Index down 35 points, 1.25%. The yield on the government's 10-year Treasury is down to 1.92%. It was a day to worry a little more about European banks, and a day to worry a little less about oil getting out of the Middle East. The price of oil dropped $1.81 to $99.53 a barrel today, the first decline in 5 trading days. How could this happen when the headlines are full of a threat from Iran to blockade oil tankers? Well, today, oil market players were figuring the U.S. military could put a stop to that if it became more than a threat. The bank jitters were sparked by word that even more European banks need the cheap loans central bankers have been handing out lately. Why do banks need the loans? Because they're not in good shape, is today's conclusion. The single European currency fell to $1.29 in change. Robert Pavlik is chief market strategist at Banyan Partners.
Keep in mind, we have a very quiet market. There's skeleton crews. The euro dropped below $1.30. And once it drops below that $1.30 level, people start to get a little bit freaked out.
You have some people focused on, what should we call it, the S&P 500 index vigil. Right about now, it's very close to where the index started the year. Now, we're not quite sure in the next couple of days if it's going to close up, have a plus sign, or for the year 2011, have a minus sign. You've been watching this closely?
A lot of people have been watching it. I would imagine for some hedge funds, some portfolio managers out there who are really underperforming, a negative S&P is actually a good thing because it just doesn't highlight the fact that they've underperformed by so much. So they're probably on, you know, sort of this bedside watch as to, you know, what it does for the rest of the year. The general public, I think, is probably rooting for it to be a positive number because they kind of associate that, how's the economy going?
We're going to be entering a new year in a matter of days, and it'll be a fresh start, but you're going to bring some 2011 worries into 2012, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, the concerns that are going on in the Middle East about oil and about Iran and the Strait of Hormuz, the concerns about Europe, the concerns about what's happening in China. And so these concerns are going to sort of play out, I think, in the early part of next year and probably weigh on the market, maybe up until September.
Robert Pavlik at Banyan Partners. One way to gauge the economy is to ask human resources people if they plan to add new staff in 2012. Career Builder, an online job search company, asked 3,000 people who do hiring for a living. Three-quarters said they do not have plans to hire new full-time permanent positions in the year ahead. That's about the same lack of exuberance recorded this time last year. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the economy. The Pulse slowed today on news from the Census Bureau that the pension funds for public employees have hit a very rough stretch. Bloomberg looked at the data for the 100 largest public sector retirement plans and found their value dropping 8.5% July to September. It's the biggest drop since 2008. This puts pressure on taxpayers, as state and local governments often have to come up with the difference. For more on pensions and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.